Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Vav, daf 56. We left off at the top of the page. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom Abba L'Cholim, V'Chlalam, Chimda, Baruch HaVach, HaNevchan, Adem Echad, Nukam, Nifat, Rabba, Lamanir, Shalom HaMatara, David, Ben Rachel, Yafa, Bad Deborah, Rivka, Bad Echavir, Rivka, Bad Esther, Shalom HaMasar, Efa, Amin, Amin, Shalom HaNa, Yafa, Bat Miriam, Yehudah, Ben Yafa, Chaya, Sarab, Sifan, Baruch HaVach, HaNa, Simcha, Ben Matam, Miriam, Ad Echidus, Miriam, Chana, Leana, Bat Ahum, Rachel, Sabat, Amas, Baruch HaNa, Gibir, Gidah, Baruch Dan Ben Esther, Yitzchak, Amin, Yaakov, Ben Malmakad, Yishav, Ben Atar, Yom, Nefa, Yosef, Ben Nerash, Ben Mishan, Mishanina, Yosef, Ben Nefa, Daniel, Medina, Simcha, Ben Ben Leah, Farim, Ben Amak, Ben Leah, Kabul, Shavuk, Ben Kedaduk, Ben Leah, Daniel, Ben Miriam, Kabul, Yishav, Ben Nechama, Chana, Maka, Bat Esther, Rav, Shalom, Ben Shamsi, And Ham David Arikan Ervin Ifka, Liana Sarah Bat Shoshana, Lavdil and Yishma David Miliao, Inamin Minishat, Liadana with the Fram Shimon, Mishalina Makan, but Makabadan, Bosman Abram Tinabat Aaron, Tamar Barahabad Abram, Moshev and Rafael, Lavdil, the Rayon de Barabad Miriam. Okay, we are four lines on the top of the page on Nunvav Amud Aleph, 56A1. Yativ Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina was sitting, Kamed Rabbi Yanai, in front of Rabbi Yanai. Ve'ka'amar, and he said, Halakha k'Rabbi Elazar v'Nezariah. We're going back. He says the Halakha follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar v'Nezariah. If you remember, we brought his opinion in the Mishnah yesterday on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet. Sorry, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet. We said Rabbi Elazar v'Nezariah was of the opinion that if they got divorced or the man died from marriage, then she gets the 200 zuz. If she was a, and then she collects all of it. She collects even the tosefet. But if it was from engagement, then she only collects either 200 or 100, depending on if she is a virgin or a an almana, a widow. Right. So the Gemara is saying halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Amar le, he said back to him, po karikra echad bara. Go and read your psukim, read your halacha outside. Why? Because ein halacha Rabbi Elazar min Azariah. Because I think that the halacha does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. He said in the name of Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And also Shmuel says Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Rav Nachman didei Amar. Rav Nachman said himself, Ein Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said himself that Halacha does not follow Rabbi Elazar. V'nehardai mishmeid Rav Nachman Amrei. And the Nehardayin said in the name of Rav Nachman, Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha does follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Ve'afa agav de later of Nachman, even though Rav Nachman cursed and said, Ve'amar kol dayana de dayin k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Any of the judges who judge like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hachi ve'achi teve. This is how they should turn out. And he cursed them, even though afilo hachi halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha still follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and ve'halacha lema'aseh k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And also at the end of the day, the actual halacha in practice is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that holds that from marriage she collects all of the ketubah, from engagement she only collects the either 200 or 100. Okay, that's the first part of the daf. Ba'e Ravin. Ravin had a question. Nichnesa lechupa velo nivala mau. If let's say she was nichnas lechupa, she went into the chupa, but she didn't sleep with the husband. So what is the din now according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Gemara says, "Chibat chupa kona." Does does the love of chupa make a kinyan? And or chibat bi'a kona? Or let's say the chiba, the beauty of bi'a, of having relations, is acquiring the woman. Which one is it? Meaning, he's asking if the woman went to marry the person, but they didn't sleep together that night. So what happens? Is it that the chupa acquires the girl, or is it that sleeping with her acquires the girl? So Tashma, we come and listen. The Tanya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught, Shelo katav la ela al chibat laila rishon. He said that he only wrote for her the ketubah. Why? For the chiba of the first night. What does that mean, the chiba of the first night? So the Gemara says, I amart bishlama, we're in the middle of the page on Nunvav Amud Aleph, 56a, the middle of the page. If you say it makes sense, chibat chupa kona, that the chiba of the chupa acquires the girl, hainu de amar laila rishon. That's why he said the first night. Rather, ela I amart chibat bi'a kona. If you say that no, it's the chiba, the beauty and the love of relations that acquires the girl, bi'a belaila rishon ita mikan ve'elach leita. Is there only relations on the first night and not any further? What, they have relations many more nights than just the first night? So it wouldn't be just the first night is acquiring. Ve'ela, the Gemara asks back on the chupa. Ve'ela, my chupa. What does it mean, chupa? chupa belayla ita biyamama leita. Are you only allowed to have a nighttime chupa? You can't have a daytime chupa. We know, we see all the time there's daytime chupas. So the Gemara asks back on bi'a ulita'amich. According to you, bi'a belayla ita biyamama leita, is a person only allowed to have relations during the night, not during the day? We know that if the room is dark, right? Ha amar Rava. Rava says, imayav bebayit afel mutar. If a person was in a dark house and there was no light preaching in, he's allowed to have relations even during the day. So what is the Gemara trying to say? So the Gemara says, halakashya, that's not difficult. Orach araka mashmalan. It was coming to try to teach us the proper way and the proper time a person should have relations. Dibi'a bilayla, that the proper time a person should have relations is at night time. So, but the Gemara says, el chupa kashya, but we have a difficulty on chupa. What, we only do chupa during the day, we don't do chupa at night time? So the Gemara says, sorry, we only do chupa during the night, we don't do chupa during the day? So the Gemara says, chupa nami lakashya. Also, by chupa, it's not difficult. Kivan de stam chupa le bi'akaima, since the whole reason to do the chupa at the end is so that they sleep together, orach arach hamashmalan de belayla. It was coming to teach us the proper way that when do they sleep together? At nighttime, so the chupa is generally done at nighttime. That's what it was coming to teach us. So, but still, there's not a contradiction on the aspect of the chupa, and it still sounds like, right, when we say chibat laila harishon, that the laila harishon is the first night of the chiba, of the love, is what acquires, it sounds like it's talking about the chupa. So the Gemara comes and says, Bai Ravashi, he has a question. Nichnesa lechupa, if she went, they went to get married, they went under the chupa, upirsa nida mao, and she became nida under the chupa. So what happens now? Imtin selomar, if you say chibat chupa kona, that the beauty, the love of the chupa is acquiring her, chupa de chaze lebi'a, that's only a chupa that is fitting to end up having relations with. Aval chupa de lo chaze lebi'a, lo. But a chupa that they can't have relations at the end because she's nida, that's not acquiring her. O dilmar, perhaps lo shna, or perhaps there's no distinction whether he's able to sleep with her at the end or not. It's the chupa itself that acquires her. Which one is it? Is it that eventually they can have relations that night? Or even without that, since they're under the chupa, they are considered acquired, she's considered acquired. The Gemara answers, teiku. We don't have an answer. We don't know the answer. Okay, this is the second part of the daf, which if they got married but they didn't sleep together, is she acquired or not?
So this is a kalla that she calculated that she's not going to be at nida the night she's getting married.
Right, and then she ended up becoming, yes.
So it could be a dharma man to her.
Nachon, but she ended up becoming. Nachon. She ended. Nowadays, they take pills, they time it out in a way so it doesn't happen. Hopefully, we would hope. Sometimes there's accidents also that things like that happen as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, we said in our Mishnah, Ratzav kotev lebetula. If you want, you can write for the betula. You can write for the virgin. I'll give you 200 zuz, and she writes a receipt saying that no, I already received 100. So the Gemara says, Besavar Rabbi Yehuda de kotvin shover. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that we write a receipt? Vehatznan. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this is the Mishnah actually in Bava Batra. The Mishnah says, Mishe para miksat chovov. Somebody pays for part of his debt. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yachalif. You should rewrite the document. Rewrite the debt document that the person is owed. Why? Because just in case, we don't want the person to come back and tell you, look, you still owe me the 200, or however much it is. You rewrite it, so it's a complete new amount that is owed. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yichtov lo shover. Just write the guy who paid half of it. Write him a receipt. This is what you owe. Hold on to the receipt. Rabbi Yehuda sounds like over here that what? He's afraid that maybe you're going to lose the receipt. So he's saying, don't give a receipt. So it sounds like from this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds not to give a receipt. So which one is it? Do you give a receipt or do you not give a receipt? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, two answers. First answer, Kesheshovarta mitocha. What we're talking about over here in our Mishnah is that the receipt is written inside the ketubah itself. We're writing part of in the ketubah that, oh, you owe me 200 zuz. By the way, she's saying that you have paid her already 100 zuz in the ketubah. So therefore, we're not afraid that it will get lost in the case of the ketubah, because the ketubah is held on to. Abaye gives a different answer. Afilu tema be'en shavarta mitocha. Even if you say that the receipt is not considered in the ketubah, bishlama hatam, it makes sense over there, vadai par'ei, that for sure, vadai pare, for sure you'll pay them back. Dilma, because perhaps, mirkas tavarta, and maybe what happens is, the receipt will be lost. Umapiklei lishtara, and he'll pull out the document again. Vahadar gabezim na'acharina, and he's going to go and collect the money that's owed to him once again, in that case. But in our case, vadai yahavla, is it for sure that it was given to him? Right? Does it, Rashi says, bitmiyah is a question, right? Milta ba'alma hi de amrale. It's just words that she is saying. Meaning in our case, the case of the ketubah, she's just saying, I received from you. But is there actual mamashut? Is it actually true that she received it? No, she's just saying it. So it may not be true. So the Gemara says, I natere, natere. If the guy holds on to his receipt, good for him. If he doesn't hold on to it, he is the one that's losing out. Meaning it doesn't necessarily need to be that the receipt was written in the ketubah. It could be that there's a receipt in our case given to the man. It wasn't actually that he paid off. It was just that she foregoed. She forget, however you say, foregoed on a part of her rights of half of the ketubah. And a husband holds on to the receipt. If he loses the receipt, he loses out on that and he has to pay her the full amount. So the Gemara says, Bishlama abaye lo amar ki Rabbi Yirmiyah. It makes sense Abaye does not hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why? Lo katane shoverta mitocha. Because he does not teach, he does not learn out that the from our Mishnah, it doesn't say that the receipt was written in the Ketubah itself. Elo Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yirmiyah, my tama lo amar ki Abaye. But why didn't Rabbi Yirmiyah say like Abaye? Right? Rabbi Yirmiyah was of the opinion that said that the receipt is written in the Ketubah. Abaye said that no, it's just talking about you give the man the receipt, and if he keeps it, he keeps it. If not, not. So the Gemara says, Gezerah shover dehacha, atu shover dealma. He's a Gezerah he makes, on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that he makes a decree that lest you make a, if you make a receipt over here for the case of she, her saying that I received half of my ketubah, you may come to make a receipt in a regular case of a debt where we don't want to make that receipt because we're afraid it may be lost. And Rabbi Yehuda over there holds that you would just change the document altogether. So that's why his Rabbi Yirmiyah's opinion is that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you change the document in all cases. Okay, so the Gemara says ta'amad katvale. The whole reason is that she wrote to him, I received part of my ketubah. Aval alpe lo. But if she just said it out loud, I received part of my ketubah, that does not count. Amai, why not? Davar sheba mamonu. It is a matter of monetary law. Right? Just like she'er and ksut. Rashi says she'er and ksut. The food and clothing that the husband owed to him, it is a davar sheba mamon. V'shamin and later biudan, we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds, the amar davar sheba mamon, tana'o kayam, that someone who makes a tana'i, makes a condition on a monetary law, on a monetary aspect, The conditioning stands. It applies. The Tanya, how do we see that? It's Tanya Braita. Ha'omer le'isha. If a man says to a woman, Hare at mekudesh adi. This is a case in Masachat Kiddushin. It's a very beautiful case. If a man says to his wife, to the woman, you are going to be married to me, al menat she'en lich alay she'er ksut ve'ona, on condition that I don't have to take care of you. You're married to me on condition that I don't have to give you clothing, I don't have to give you food, I don't have to give you clothing, I don't have to sleep with you. What's the deen? Harezo mekudeshet, they're considered married, v'tana'o batel, but his condition doesn't count. Meaning he has to marry her because he said hareat mekudeshet, but his condition doesn't count. That's the very Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Sure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'davar shebe mamon tana'o kayam. With monetary, with things of monetary, which is referring to sharing suit, the food and clothing, his tana'i counts. Meaning he marries her, but he doesn't have to give her food or clothing because that was the condition when it's on monetary. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that by monetary law, Rabbi Yehuda is saying you're allowed to make a condition on monetary. So how come we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to make a condition? So the Gemara says, Kasavar Rabbi Yehuda, ketubah derabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ketubah is actually only, the obligation of a ketubah is only midirabbanan. Vechachamim asu chizuk ledivrahem yoter mishel Torah. And the Chachamim made, since it's only derabbanan, they wanted to strengthen their words. So they said you're not allowed to make a condition on our ketubah. And they wanted to make it stronger than the words of Torah. Because a lot of times people, innately, they view the words of the rabbis a lot more easygoing than the words of the Torah. So the Chachamim wanted to strengthen the words. So they say you can't make a conditioning on the ketubah itself. So to strengthen the ketubah. That would be how he answers this case. So the Gemara says, Hare Perot. We're going to bring a few cases over here, showing that even by rabbinic cases, the Chachamim did not strengthen their words. We have a case, Hare Perot. We know that the woman in the marriage, she brings in the Nichsei Melog. She brings in these properties and sometimes produce she brings in that now becomes part of the marriage and goes to the husband. So we know the fruits, Derabanan, it's obligation. It's, you know, obligation to the husband is only Midirabanan. Velu Abdulu Rabbanan Chizuk, and the Chachamim did not make any strengthening to that Derabanan. Ditanan, as the Mishnah teaches, the Mishnah we're going to see later on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'olam hi ochel pere perot. Le'olam hu ochel pere perot. No matter what, he can eat the fruits, the produce of the produce. Right? Rashi says, pere perot. Im katav la din udvarim ein li benichasich uperotehen. If he says, I don't have any touching in your property, and I don't have any touching in your fruits, ochel hu pere perot. He can eat the produce of the produce, meaning mocher perot velokeach karka. He can sell the produce and go and buy land with it and give her just the principle of what the fruits were. So he's allowed to sell the produce. If he doesn't take upon himself not to benefit from the produce of the produce, he can benefit from selling the produce, that money, and go buy property with it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Da Omer Leolam Hu Ochel Pera Perot, he can always benefit from the fruit, the produce of the produce, as she ichtov la, until he writes for her, Din Udvarim Ein Li Benichasich Uperotehen Uperot Perotehen Adolam. I don't have any benefit in your land, in your property, in your produce, and the produce of your produce forever and all eternity. Until he writes that. And flipping the Amud, Vekaimalan, and we know that we hold my kotev. What does it mean until he writes? Right, we just said until he writes, I don't have any benefit. It's not literally writing. Omer, it means even if he just says that I don't have any benefit, it still counts. The condition counts. What do we see over here? Rashi says, Alma tana'e tana'a. His conditioning counts. That even though he just said it and it wasn't written down, the conditioning still counts. We go back earlier on, what did we say? We said that only if she wrote down that I got half of my ketubah. But if she said it al peh, it doesn't count. Now we're saying that even al peh, it does count. So the Gemara says, and what do we see? So this Tanai, even it goes against a derabanan and rabbinic enactment. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, lakol yesh ketubah, velo lakol yesh perot." For every woman, generally, not for all of them, but for generally every woman that is kosher, they receive a ketubah. But not every woman brings in produce into the marriage. So milta de shechiche avdu ba rabbanan chizuk. Something that is more common, the chachamim strengthen their words. So by the case of the ketubah, they strengthen the words. They said you cannot make a condition. But by the case of produce, milta de lo shechicha, something that's not so common, lo avdu ba rabbanan chizuk. The chachamim did not strengthen their words by the case of produce. That's the answer. And the Gemara tries to contradict again. Hare chamarim, we have donkey riders. If you have a donkey rider, the shechiche, they're very common back in the day. Velo avdula rabbanan chizuk, but still the chachamim did not strengthen their rabbinic words. Ditnan, as the Mishnah teaches, the Mishnah, I think we saw this earlier on. A chamarin shenichnesu la'ir, if you have donkey drivers that came into the city, ve'amar echad men, and one of them came and said, sheli chadash v'shel chaveri yashan. My produce is new, his produce is old. Right? Which one's better? Is the new produce better or the old produce better?
Old.
So Rashi says the old produce. Because the new produce is not dry enough. So it needs, I guess there are different, when the produce is brand new, okay. I guess it's too ripe, so maybe it's sour, it's not fresh enough for a person to be able to actually consume it. When it's a little bit older, then it's ripened a little bit more, and now it's capable of being eaten. Right? So he's saying, my produce is new, my friend's produce is old, his is better. And not only that, Sheli Eino Metukan, mine, I didn't take out Maaser, his, Veshel Chaveri Metukan, his, he did take out Maaser. What's the deen? Ein Emanim. He's not believed. Why? What did we say earlier in this Mishnah? We said we're afraid of Gomelin. We're afraid that he's trying to be Gomel. He's trying to benefit for his friend and help out his friend. Even though he's throwing all himself under the bus, he's trying to help out his friend, even though it's not true. Why would he be putting himself under the bus? We assume that he's trying to help his friend. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, Ne'emanim. It actually is true. So what do we see over here from the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Let's look at Rashi. Sheli chadash, if mine is new, his is old. So Rashi says, Vayashan tov mimenu, the old one is better. Shachadash adayin eno yavesh, kot sarko, the old one is not dry enough. Vachinami amrin be'ezo neshech, in Baba Matzia also, it says this. Okay, slipping a few lines. Okay, ve'od lo matzino shenichshedu ameh ha'aretz al isur chadash v'lo nakad la ela mishum ein emanin didmai. V'rubutash v'ine da'af agav dem yishabeach la chavrei nami b'mila achrinaita eno ne'eman al admai techashina l'gomalin. He says he's not believed over here in this case. Why? We're worried for a case of gomalin, like I explained. We're worried that maybe he's trying to be gomel to his friend, trying to help out his friend. So he would lie about his own produce in order to help out his friend. But what are we showing over here? That the Rabbanan, by the case of chamarin, by the case of these donkey riders, it did not uphold chizuk, strengthened by according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, saying that they're not believed. Why are you saying that this person is believed if he's saying that his produce is good? Maybe he's trying to be gomel. So you see, the chachamim did not strengthen their words. They allowed the conditioning, so to say, to be believed over here on this case.
Right. So what is he lying about? What's he lying about?
He could be trying to throw himself under the bus and saying that his friend's ma'aser, his friend's produce is much better. Why? In order to help out his friend. But really, they're partners. You know, he's trying to do something along those lines. So over here, what are we talking? It could be talking about also that there's people over here, Ameha Aretz, the people that own the produce were people who were ignorant people. So it's Damai, right? What is their produce? We don't know if it's Maaser or not. And Rabbi Yehuda, we're seeing, is lenient, and he says that we can rely on their testimony. So this sounds like it's contradicting our opinion that we said that by rabbinic enactments, we try to strengthen them. We don't try to be very lenient in them and let them just believe whatever we can. So why over here are we lenient? The Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaye, vaday divrehem avdu rabbanan chizuk. When it's vaday, it's for sure with the words of the Chachamim, meaning we know for sure something happens, then they strengthen their words. But safek divrehem, but if it's a doubt in a rabbinic enactment, meaning we don't know if his produce is me'usar, if it's given ma'aser or not, it's a doubt in our case, so lo avdu rabbanan chizuk. The Chachamim did not strengthen their words to say that, no, you shouldn't believe them, you should be machmir. They were lenient in the case of a doubt, but in the case of vadai, when it's a case of for sure you know, then they would strengthen their words. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rava Amar, b'dmai hekelu. With d'mai is different. D'mai is not like a ketubah. D'mai, they were more lenient. Because it's damai, right? It's only a safek, and rov hamei aris maaserinen, that the majority of ignorant people give maaser, so we can assume that it was probably given maaser, and by the case of damai, we were lenient. Okay, this is case. This is pretty much the third or the fourth part of the daf that is referring to if we strengthen the words of the rabbinic enactments or we do not. And we brought three different cases. The last part, which is the fifth part of the daf, we're going to finish off. Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Meir Omer kol apochet v'chulei. Anyone who goes under the amounts, 200 or 100 for the 200 for the virgin, 100 for the almana in our mishnah for the ketubah, then he is like be'ilat znut. So the Gemara says, kol apochet afilu b'tena'ah. Anyone who goes below that amount, even in stipulation, even if in his stipulation he goes under that amount. So what do we see? Alma kasavar, it sounds like he holds, tana'o batel, that the conditioning is invalid, ve'itla, but still she receives the entire amount that is entitled to her. She, if you come and say that I'm giving her less than, I give her the 200, but really I'm only giving her the 100. She comes and says, right, I received 100. So really you're giving her less than what she's prescribed to. The conditioning is batel, does not count, and she receives the full amount. V'kevan de'amarla, and since he said to her, leitlich ela mane, that you only receive 100, lo semcha de'ata, she becomes a little bit insecure about receiving the entire amount. And what happens now as a result of that? V'havya la be'ilato be'ilat znut. And the relations that they have is considered like a promiscuous relation. Wow. It's not considered real relations because she doesn't think that they're actually being married. She thinks that I'm a little bit insecure about the ketubah amount that he's giving me, only 100. So therefore they don't, it's considered be'ilat znut. This is Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, V'hasham ina le Rabbi Meir, de'amar kol ha-matne al masha ketubah Torah, tana'o batel. So we learned on the previous Amud, if you remember, we saw the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that anyone who makes a condition on a Devar Torah, on something written in the Torah, his condition is Batel. Where did we see this? We said if the guy comes to the girl and says, I want you to marry me on condition that I don't have to take care of you. He has to marry her, but the condition doesn't count. That's Rabbi Meir. So it sounds like Rabbi Meir says, by Torah laws, condition doesn't count. What can we infer from that? Habid Rabbanan, by a rabbinic law, Tanao Kayam, the conditioning does count. So why don't we say also over here that conditioning counts in this case of a rabbinic law by Ketubah? Kasavar Rabbi Meir, Ketubah Deoraita, because Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir holds that Ketubah is Deoraita. So therefore you cannot make a conditioning on the Ketubah. Okay? Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kola Pochela Betula Mimatayim. Ulalmana mimane, anyone who goes under 200 for a virgin or 100 for a widow, I raise obi ladznut. That is considered promiscuous relations. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Rasha, you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ratza kotev la betulah shtar shel matayim. If you want, you write a document of 200 for the virgin. Vi kotevet lo hitkabalti mimcha manen. She can write a receipt or in the ketubah itself, she can have it written that she received 100. Ula almanan, for a widow, he can say mane, he can write 100, vehi kotevet lo, and she can say, itkabalti mimcha chamishim zuz, I already received 50. So the Gemara asks, if it's savar Rabbi Yossi Rashai, Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to do this? You're allowed to go under the amount that's prescribed for the woman? V'urmini, we have a contradiction, ein osin ketubat isha, mitaltelin. You're not allowed to make the ketubah of a woman from movable properties, it has to be from karka. Why? Mipnei tikun ha'olam. Because of the fixing of the world. What does that mean? Rashi says, maybe shemi yovedu o yifchetu demehen. Maybe you're going to lose these movable properties, or the value will go down, and she'll be getting the worst end of the stick. So that's why we say you can't do it from movable properties. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, v'chimati kun haolam yesh bezo. what fixing of the world are you doing over here? Because over here, v'halo en ketsuvin, the value is not a set value, upochatin, and it depreciates. It goes down in value, right? Rashi says, en ketsuvin, en mehen ketsuvin. The value is not set, olamit, forever. Demokorei mozelei, sometimes it appreciates, sometimes it depreciates. Hilkach pa'amim shepochatin mikdei masha shema'um, that sometimes it goes under the value that they evaluated. It depreciates from what they evaluated. So what type of fixing are you doing over here? Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. So we're going to come back to that point, the question under Biyosi. We're just going to explain this discussion over here. The Gemara says, Tanakama nami einosin kamar. Tanakama was also saying that we don't do this, right? He's not disagreeing with Rabbi Yossi. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying? So the Gemara says, Ela lav hachika amar. Is this not what the Gemara was saying? B'me dvarim amurim, when do we say that you're not allowed to use movable properties for the ketubah? B'shelo kibel alav achariut, when the husband doesn't take upon himself the responsibility of those movable properties. But aval kibel alav achariut, but if he takes upon himself the responsibility, if they get lost, he takes over. So osin, then he's allowed to use movable properties. Ve'ata Rabbi Yossi, and that's when Rabbi Yossi comes and says, he comes and says, kibel alav achariut, amai osin. Even if he takes responsibility, why are you allowed to use movable properties? V'halo en ketsuvin, the value of the movable properties, it's not set forever. Upochatin, and sometimes it depreciates, and she gets the low end of the stick. That's where Rabbi Yossi was coming to disagree. So the Gemara now asks its question. Hashta, now, uma hatam, in that case, the dilma pachate, that maybe it's going to depreciate. We don't know for sure it's going to depreciate, meaning in the case of giving movable properties, we don't know it's going to depreciate. It's a perhaps it'll depreciate. But still what? Chayish Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was worried in that case. He said, you shouldn't do that. You're not allowed to do that. So hacha, in our case, in the case that we brought at first, devadai kapichata, that 100% he's giving her less than what the value is. Rabbi Yossi said, Rashai, you're allowed to give her less than the 200 that the virgin is worth, or the 100 that the almana is worth. Look, kol shekhen, is it not all the more so? You're not allowed to do that? Rabbi Yossi was worried in a case of doubt that maybe the value will depreciate. Is he not worried in the case of for sure the value is depreciating? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Ashta, is it even similar? These cases are not similar. Hatam lo yada detachil. Over there in that case, he didn't know that the value necessarily would depreciate. But hacha yada v'kam machla. Meaning the woman, over there in that case, she did not know that the value would depreciate. So over there in that case, he says you shouldn't do that. Right? We don't know that the metaltelin, she doesn't know that the movable properties will reduce in value, potentially. But in our case, she is foregoing on her rights. She's coming and saying, I received my 100 out of the 200. Or I received my 50 out of the 100. So therefore, since she's foregoing on her rights, this case is different. And she foregoed on her rights to that part of the ketubah. Okay, we're going to stop there for today. Just a 1 minute recap on the daf. We started out the daf talking about is the halakha like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said in the Mishnah that if it was divorced from marriage, she received everything. If it was from engagement, she only receives the 200 or 100. We ended up saying halakha ma'aseh, halakha is like Rabbi Elazar. Case number two, if she goes into the chuppah but she does not sleep with the person, or she comes out as nida, what ended up being, what's the deen according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? Is it considered that the chuppah is kona, or the sleeping together is kona? Meaning is the night that they go into the chuppah, that is acquiring her, or is the bi'ah, it sounded like chuppah, it sounded like the chuppah is kona, and we didn't have... Also, they also give it, but the question is the chupa kona or the bi'ah is kona? And the Gemara sounded like it was saying the chupa is kona. Then we asked, part number three was, do the rabbis strengthen their rabbinic enactments? And we saw that the rabbis do strengthen their rabbinic enactments. We brought a few contradictions by the case of the produce that she brings into the marriage, or the case of the donkey riders, and we said that those cases are not contradictions. The case of the produce is not a common case. And the case of the donkey riders, we gave two answers. We said either the chachamim didn't make strengthen their words by a safek, or we said that by dmai we were lenient. That was case number three of the daf. Case number four of the daf was if somebody makes a conditioning on what's written in the Torah, right? Is this tanai kept or not? So Rabbi Meir proved that someone who makes a conditioning on what's written in the Torah, Rabbi Meir holds even a ketubah, his tanai, his conditioning does not count. That was part number four. And the last part of the daf was number five, was if somebody forgoes on part of their ketubah. Right, so when do we say that foregoing on part of that ketubah is okay or not? Are you allowed to forego on part of the ketubah? Is the man allowed to give her less than what it is? Obviously, the man is not allowed to give her less. But if the woman foregoes on part of her rights of the ketubah, then that would be allowed. She's saying, I want to receive less. There's no problem with that. A woman is allowed to forego on part of the rights of the ketubah. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.